哋今日嘅经文系罗马书第八章第十三到第廿七节。我哋专喺应个方就用中文嚟读，然后用英文嚟读。
Today's scripture reading is taken from Romans chapter 8, verses 13 through 27. We'll read this responsively, first in Cantonese and then in English.
罗马书第八章第十三节：你们若信同肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。人引导的都是神的意志。你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。我们的心同证我们是神的儿女，既是儿女便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣和与基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。主他若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就数之物贴望等候神的众子显出来。虚空之下不是自己的儿，乃是那叫他。但就数之物仍然指望脱离败坏的限制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。不但如此，就住我们这有圣灵拖结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着如此的名分，乃是我们的身体得着。在只是所见的盼望，不是盼望，谁还盼望他所见的呢？但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。 26. 的软弱有圣灵帮助我们，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。一起读27节。 27. 人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替众信徒祈求。
Romans 8, verse 13. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God.
For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father.
Spirit himself bears witness that you are children of God.
And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him.
But I consider that the suffering of the present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed in us.
For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God.
But because of him who subsisted in hope,
that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God.
For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pain of childbirth until now.
And not only the creation, but we ourselves, we who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies.
For in this hope we were saved. Now hope dies in our hope. For who hope for what is seen?
But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience.
Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ask, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with longing to for word.
Let Let us read verse 27 together. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
愿神祝福读嘅同埋听佢话语嘅人。
May God bless the reading and hearing of his word.
呢个时候仔女哥可以安静嘅落去下边儿童崇拜。
Children may now be quietly dismissed for children's worship.
今日田牧师嘅传讲嘅信息嘅系更多资源在处理苦难。
Esther Wilson's message today is more resources in dealing with suffering.
I want to thank those of you who were working on the sound system. It sounds really great. Really, thanks so much for your help.
首先，想多谢嗰啲客为我哋去去 set up 咗呢个新嘅混音嘅弟兄姊妹。
You know, Paul says in verse 17, one of the verses we just read, that suffering is a sign. It's a sign that you're a Christian.
咁刚同我哋读嘅一节经文第十七节，佢话受苦去证明咗我哋系一个嘅基督徒。
Suffering doesn't disprove the truth of the good news, the gospel.
唔係將呢個嘅福音佢嘅真理去攞走咗。
Paul's not saying, "Oh, you're a Christian in spite of the suffering."
佢話你唔係話你有基督徒，縱然你去受苦。
He clearly says suffering is a sign that you're a Christian.
佢話受苦係去證明咗你係一個嘅基督徒。
Kind of missing my friends up here. They're back there.Chioko, if you could, maybe if you could slide back to, I'm sorry, slide 2. I was going to ask you to go back to 17, but I think slide 2 would have 17 on there. Again, look again with me at verse 17, where he says, we are children and heirs. Again, this is the NIV. I'm using a different translation because I want you to see some slight differences. It says, we are children and heirs if...Indeed, we share in his, that is Jesus' sufferings.
在第十七节他这么说，既是儿女，便是后嗣，又是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，又必和他一同得荣耀。
That is suffering for knowing Christ and making him known.
又说当你去认识耶稣基督你认到他将他名彰显的时候你会去受苦。
That's a sign that you are one of God's children.
又是他一个证明了你是基督神儿女的一个标记。
See, he's been taught, Paul, if you've been with us in Sunday school or you studied this letter to the Romans before, you know that he's been talking about uniting to Christ, uniting to Christ, uniting to Christ constantly, right? You will suffer.When you're united to Christ.
咁喺罗马书一直讲到话，当我与基督一齐，与基督一齐，与基督一齐嘅时候，咁我哋就会有呢个受苦。
Now I know some of you might be scratching your heads because you said, wait a minute, Wilson. I mean, you said in previous sermons on Romans that everyone suffers.
咁但系你之前喺罗马书咪讲过话，每一个人都受苦嘅咩
？Suffering is inevitable to us all, and that's absolutely true.
咁其實亦都好啱嘅，我哋每一個人都會受苦。
But we Christians, Paul's honing in on Christians here, suffer with Christ, but that leads us, as the text says, to glory.
咁但係呢個經文話，如果我們和他一同受苦嘅時候，就會令到也必和他一同得榮耀。
Now what is that?Leads us, suffering leads us to glory. What is that?
咩叫做话你受苦嘅时候会令到得荣耀呢样嘢咧
？Well, there was a pattern in Jesus' life.
咁呢个其实咧系耶稣基督嘅生活，佢嘅生命嘅一个嘅惯常出现嘅事。
And that pattern is the second resource that Paul gives us for dealing with suffering.
就其實當我睇到基督嘅生命呢個慣常出現嘅事嘅時候，就俾到咗一個幫助我哋。
For those who were here last Sunday, what was the first resource?
有冇人記得上個禮拜我哋講到話，聖經點樣樣幫助我哋咧？
The first resource that Paul in this text tells us about suffering, resource for suffering, what was it?
第一個所講嘅係咩嘢咧？有冇人記得咧？
Prayer, good.
第一個就係祈禱。
The second resource, as he spells out in this text, is the pattern in Jesus' life.
第二個就話，當你睇翻基督生命上邊呢個嘅慣常。
So you can see it in slide two. The pattern in Jesus' life was rejection.
就你睇到就話喺基督嘅生命裏邊，經常係俾人所去拒絕。
And what does that mean? His family.
佢嘅家庭。
His friends,
他朋友,
they didn't really understand him.
他都不明白他。
And we see that also in the Old Testament as it projects, as it predicts about the Messiah. And if you could sit slide 3, Isaiah 53:3 in the English Standard Version says, again referring to the Messiah, he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hid their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not.
咁喺以賽亞書第53章第3節咁話，他被藐視，被人厭棄，多受痛苦，常經憂患；他被藐視，好像被人掩面不看的一樣，我們也不尊重他。
You see, Jesus wasn't one of those so-called beautiful people, you know, that you see on in Manhattan, you know, the movers and shakers.
耶穌基督不是好像很多時候我們在曼克頓見到很多很漂亮的人在走來走去。
Isaiah 53:2, the second half of verse 2 says, He had no form or majesty so that we should look at Him, and no beauty that we should desire Him.
在之前那半節他說，他們哈無佳形美容， 我們看見他的時候也無美貌，使我們羨慕他。
Jesus was a victim of injustice.
耶穌基督很多時候在這個不公義之下一個受苦的人。
If you read the scriptures and read his story, one suffering after another, after another, after another.
我們看聖經的時候，看到基督一次又一次又再一次去受苦。
But his attitude throughout it was not my will, O Lord, but yours, Father, be done.
但他的反應是怎樣呢？他說，不是我的意思，父啊，去跟隨你的意思。
Slide 4, that was faithfulness, right? That's faithfulness to his heavenly Father.
就是說對他在天上的父一個的忠心。
He was trusting in the Lord. He was obedient to him.
他去對這個天父的完全的信服。
And as a result, to see the pattern, his death led to life.
咁就因為佢嘅死亡引致到好多生命嘅誕生。
His humanity, his weakness in humanity, right? He puts on humanity. His weakness, though perfect weakness, led to strength.
佢嘅人性，佢喺人性上邊嘅軟弱，帶嚟咗佢喺呢個嘅剛強。
See the pattern? There's a death resurrection pattern.
又睇到一個嘅死亡，然後又復活一個嘅慣常。
And what the Apostle Paul is saying to us is if you do the same, you share in his suffering.
佢話：當你都一樣咁樣做嘅時候，你就與佢一同嘅受苦。
What does that mean?
咁係咩意思咧？
It means the things that come into your life, even the bad things, actually change you.
就算在生命上有些不好的事发生了的时候，亦都会帮助去改变你。
If you're a Christian, the weakness turns into strength.
就说你是一个基督徒的时候，你的软弱会变成了你的刚强。
None of us here, none of us out there want to be excluded, want to be rejected. None. No one wants to be rejected.
沒有一個人，無論是在座裡面的每一個，或者外面的人，是喜歡被人拒絕。
But since becoming a Christian as a young adult many years ago, I've lost friends. I've grown distant to relatives like cousins, and I've been ridiculed by family members and co-workers.
我喺年輕嘅時候，我慢慢同我嘅親戚，同我嘅呢個嘅同事，或者甚至係年輕嘅時候嘅朋友，係越嚟越疏離。
Often it's not very pleasant when you share your commitment, your conviction to follow Jesus.
尤其是當我去話俾佢聽，我願意去跟隨基督嘅時候。
And Paul's writing here, according to Romans 8, you will suffer. You will suffer for being united to Jesus Christ.
咁所以喺呢一段嘅經文話過，當我與基督一同嘅時候，我就會與他一同受苦。
Right, just taking on the name Christian shows that you're Christ. You're linked to Christ. That is, again, identifying yourself with him.
當你話你叫自己係基督徒嘅時候，你就係承認你係跟隨神，亦都係戴上一個基督徒嘅名字。
Is my friend Jake here? Jacob? Is Jacob here today? Yeah. My friend Jacob, he knows because he shared with me. He's on the swim team, the interscholastic swim team. Hey, you got a lift. You're into interscholastic sports, you got a lift. You got to lift weights.
咁佢話你陳子成弟兄，佢分享到就話佢喺呢個嘅游泳隊，同人哋去分享，佢睇到話好似要舉重咁，要將一啲嘢去舉起嘅時候。
And when you're doing those bicep curls or the bench press, you know, when that happens, how do you feel?
咁當你要去舉重嘅時候，你嘅感覺係點呢？
Your arms feel pretty lousy after all that.
好似咧，你舉舉下，好似都冇曬力咁樣樣。
But you're actually getting stronger. You're building muscles.
咁但其實你係更加嘅係健碩。
You're building muscles, getting stronger in spite of the fact you feel weaker.
咁但其實你係當你係越係強壯嘅時候，你可能越係覺得你自己好軟弱。
Now how does that happen?
點解咧？
Hey, don't ask me. I'm not in physiology. I don't know. No, you got to ask you health experts out there. You know, your personal trainer. Ask them.
你可以問你個人嘅教練，點解會係咁咧？
But I do know this. Paul is saying, if you hit slide 5, Romans 5:3, not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering what? Produces endurance.
咁但喺第羅馬書第5章第3節，佢話：不但如此，就是在患難中也是歡歡喜喜的，因為知道患難生忍耐。
By the way, notice he doesn't say we rejoice for our suffering.
佢唔係話為到我哋嘅患難而去歡喜。
See, he's not advocating spiritual masochism.
佢唔係話叫啲人喺呢個嘅喺屬靈上邊刻意嘅刻待己身。
The Apostle Paul doesn't relish the fact that he is undergoing suffering.
佢唔係話到我喺呢個嘅苦痛之中嘅時候。
And you shouldn't either.
佢話你亦都唔係咁。
But the scriptures say, as we just saw, that we also rejoice. Rejoice in our suffering.
他說在患難中的時候都是歡歡喜喜的。
Paul gives the reason why, because suffering produces endurance. Romans 5, and then verse 4 he continues.
他在第5章的第3、第4節說患難生忍耐，然後第4節他亦都繼續這樣說。
As you can see up there, endurance, character. Character, hope. Verse 5, hope does not put to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us.
咁佢喺第4節佢話忍耐生老練，老練生盼望，盼望不至於羞恥，因為所賜給我們的聖靈將神的愛搖冠在我們心裡。
I'm not an expert in forestry either, but I actually had some good friends in college who were forestry majors. An acorn has so much potential in it. Did you know that?
我唔係好熟悉呢個嘅園藝學，咁但我諗起，當你諗起一個果實、一個種子嘅時候
in the acorn, that little tiny thing that you see out there, you know, the little acorn, there's enough power in that little acorn to create a huge tree of hundreds, hundreds of other acorns.
你睇到就係一粒咁細嘅種子係可以有呢個能力去變成咗嗰個大樹， 亦都泛發出好多新嘅種子出嚟。
And each of those other acorns, they can produce trees with hundreds of other acorns.
咁如此類推，亦都可以去演變出好多嘅種子出嚟。
Do you get where I'm going? A single acorn, that little tiny thing, right? A single has the power to cover acres and acres and acres of land with trees and trees and trees.
一粒嘅種子可以散發出去，將好多頃嘅地都佈滿咗呢個樹，變成一個大嘅樹林。
Yet, that little acorn, the potential can't be released to what? Goes into the ground and dies.
一粒種子佢唔可以去變成一個好大嘅樹林，除非佢落喺呢個地裏邊去發芽生長。
The Bible is constantly talking about that.
呢個聖經一直所講嘅就係呢一句嘅説話。
Slide 6, that's the pattern. Unless you're humbled, unless this Holy Spirit breaks you of your self-sufficiency, you're not going to trust the Lord. You're not going to obey Him.
除非你去謙卑，除非你願意俾神去打開你，如果唔係你唔可以咁樣做到。
But since you're made in the image of God, you have the potential, just like that little acorn, you have the potential for understanding, for wisdom, for insight, for compassion. For compassion for people.
但既然我哋系按住神嘅形象而做嘅时候，我哋都可以对人有呢个嘅感情，对人有呢个嘅爱可以做到。
You have the potential for greatness, for real joy, for hope, for character.
咁我亦都可以有咁嘅性格去忍耐演变出嚟。
But you got to go into the soil of difficulty. And trials.
但你要先要进入这个泥土里面，你先要去经历这个苦难。
Because without the weakness, you will not gain strength.
因为没有了这个软弱的时候，你不可以变成这个刚强。
That's the pattern. That's the pattern. Of Jesus' life. That's the resource you need.
这个就是基督为我们做了一个惯常。
Because without death, there is never a resurrection.
因为没有了这个死亡的时候，又不会有这个复活。
Paul talks about that elsewhere. Die to self. Put on Christ.
他说你去对自己去死亡，然后披上这个基督。
And that pattern is possible if you share in his suffering.
就是说如果你跟他一同受苦的时候，你就可以做到。
You gotta look, you gotta remember, you gotta see the gospel yourself.
你要自己在这个福音里面去看到出来。
Then you're following, then you're believing, then you're trusting in Jesus.
那你就可以去跟随耶稣基督，也都去信靠耶稣基督。
And then what happens?
那又跟住点呢?
What actually happens is you become a diamond under pressure, the pressure of suffering.
那你就好像在这个苦痛之中成为一粒的钻石。
That's what Paul is saying.
这个就是保罗所讲的说话。
Right, so first, resource process through prayer. We saw that last time.
我们上个礼拜讲到说，第一个的帮助的方法就是祈祷。
If you process the suffering through prayer, then you'll have the hope of this pattern actually being reproduced in your life.
当你在这个祈祷之中，你去思想这个痛苦的时候，你在里面有这个改变。
Now, Paul also uses the word intercession. Did you notice that in verse 26?
在26节里面，他都说到去怎样彼此的代求。
Send a text message right back there. yeah, thank you. Thanks so much. 26b, it says, the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express.
在第十二、第十六节下半节，佢话：，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
You see, an intercessor is who? What does an intercessor do? An intercessor is a person that pleads one's case for someone.
当你去为人哋去代求嘅时候，即系话你自己代替咗个人走到嗰个决定者前面去为佢哀求。
So the meaning is that the way the Holy Spirit comes alongside us to help us to shoulder our burden is what? To plead our case before God.
将我哋嘅情况带到去神嘅面前，为我哋去哀求。
Because as we stated last time, sometimes we don't know how to pray, what to pray for.
我哋有时唔知道点样祈祷，亦都唔知道为咩去祈祷。
But the Holy Spirit, who's dwelling inside the believer, knows.
但系喺呢个每个基督徒里边嘅圣灵，知道点样样去祈祷。
And prays for us.
去为我哋去祈祷。
God who, verse 27, searches our hearts, knows the mind of the Spirit of God.
佢话监察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思。
And answers very correct and powerful prayers wisely.
咁又可以为我哋讲出一个好有智慧嘅祈祷。
And there's no better illustration of that when Jesus prays for Peter.
最好一个例子就话，当耶稣基督为到彼得去祈求嘅时候。
Do you remember that Luke 22? He told Peter that Satan wanted to sift him like wheat.
喺呢个嘅路加福音第二十二章里边有个咁嘅例子。
And then, he says in Luke 22:32, and it'll be shined up there, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
但耶稣基督同佢咁讲，佢话：但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
See, Peter's like us. He didn't know what to pray for.
彼得都好似我哋一样，唔知道为啲咩事去祈求。
In fact, Peter's really like us. He doesn't even pray. He's not even praying, probably.
咁可能彼得好似我一样，好多时候都冇呢个祈祷嘅习惯。
Because later that evening, what happens? He's falling asleep.
因为跟住嗰晚下，当要祈祷嘅时候，佢走咗去瞓觉。
But nevertheless, Jesus prays for him, the intercessor.
但系耶稣基督为到佢去祈祷。
And Jesus' prayers were answered. And the results of Jesus' prayer, well, we know. Peter's strengthened. And he goes on. Lives for Christ. Remarkably, as the years go on.
但我知道之后，彼得是继续的，不断的去成长，去为基督而活。
Now don't get me wrong. That doesn't mean then you can slack off and not pray.
唔系话我唔需要去瞓觉，唔需要祈祷。
Right, because we do have a responsibility to pray. The Lord demands that of us.
咁但系因为主要求我哋去祈祷。
And it's clear, Joke, if you could go back to verse 26 in the verse here, 26a, the Spirit what? You see the word? Helps us in our weakness. God doesn't eliminate the need for us to pray regularly, fervently. Helps us, it says.
但在这个第26节，他说，他知道我们的软弱，去帮助我们。
One commentator puts it like this, an illustration, you know, comparing learning to pray to a man learning to play violin.
他说好像去学祈祷，好像去学这个拉小提琴一样。
Yeah, when I discovered that illustration, I can remind of Kara. One of her part-time jobs is teaching strings to fifth graders.
咁我諗起我第二個女，咁佢其中一份嘅工作就係教一啲五年級嘅學生點樣去玩呢個嘅弦樂。
And you know the agony of hearing people trying to learn strings at a young age. Ooh, man, I felt for her.
咁要教一啲好細嘅細路哥點樣用呢個嘅弦樂。 可以是一件很痛苦的事。
But in this illustration, let's say it's a grown-up. Even a grown-up, they're not very good when they first start.
每人开始的时候都拉得很差。
But the man is, you know, wants to learn, so he decides to buy the violin parts of the music.
那个人很想学，于是他慢慢去买
And he's going all out. He opens his wallet. He buys the recording of the concerto that he wants to play. And since this is an illustration, let's go all out. He opens up his wallet again, and he's going to buy the whole orchestra score.
即是他跟着整个这个乐队弹的那首歌去买了他。
And he plays back the concerto again and again and again. And he plays along. He plays along with the recording.
他去录了这个音，然后跟着他弹，跟着他又听，跟着他又去拉，跟着又去弹。
Now at first his mistakes don't change, but it's still coming over the speaker on his recording device. It's still tempo's up, going up, right? Tempo's perfect. The recording's perfect. It sounds great.
然后慢慢去听翻自己录的，听翻个原本的，去拉拉下，拉到嗰个音出嚟。
And eventually, week after week, year after year, the struggling violinist changes.
咁日复日，年复年，这个拉小提琴嘅人有呢个改变。
And eventually comes and he can play along with the recording fairly well.
咁可以跟住所录咗嘅音去弹得好好。
Prayers like that.
其实祈祷都系一样。
There are plenty of mistakes. We make plenty of mistakes, plenty of wrong notes, even groans.
可能我哋祈祷嘅时候，有时会祈错咗，祈祷好似都冇嘢好讲。
But as you go on, there's progress, there's joy, there's encouragement.
但是当我们慢慢祈祷的时候，在里面找到这个鼓励。
And that's because God is conducting the perfect symphony, the perfect orchestra.
因为我忘记了一件事，就是说做这个指挥的就是我们的主。
And the Holy Spirit is continuing to prepare you to be able to take the place in that divine orchestra.
因为这个圣灵一直去帮助，去带领我们这样做。
And we can know that because the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, is wise and a faithful teacher coming alongside us. Slide 7, please. Prayer and pattern are not the only burden lifters. Prayer and pattern are not the only burden lifters Paul's talking about here in Romans 8. There's one more. There's something even more greater and more powerful than prayer and the pattern.
章里面讲到，不单止透过这个祈祷，也都透过这个耶稣基督的例子，还有第三个的方法。
And that's on slide 8, that's perspective. Perspective.
就是说我们用不同的观点、角度去看。
That's the third resource you need to deal with suffering.
去看这个的受苦。
And as you can see on the slide there, Paul's constantly saying what you need in order to handle suffering. You need hope. You need future hope.
你需要一个嘅盼望，一个将来嘅盼望去睇呢个嘅痛苦。
You need patience, and he says you have to look at the future hope that you have.
佢话你有呢个嘅忍耐，要去睇呢个将来嘅盼望。
And the best thing he says, which is amazing, is in verse 18. He says the word "I consider."
佢话喺第十八节话我想。
And maybe hit back verse 18. Gioco, thanks. I consider, that word consider means to reckon, to count. And you accountants might like this word. It's an accounting word.
我想这个在原文里面不只是一个想，也是去权衡这个轻重。
And it, you know what it means? It means to add it up, count on it.
去看一下，去计一下数。
To consider, to reckon means to think about it, to reflect on it.
去想一下，去思想一下。
And make sure that you see every facet, every aspect, or to put it in accounting terms, every penny.
当你好像一个会计的时候，每一分每一毫你都算准去。
Do you see what verse 18 says? I consider, reckon, that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Verse
18.
He says, consider that. Count it up. The New Testament speaks not primarily of two places, earth and heaven. You know what? If you read the Bible You know this. Two ages it talks about. This age and the age to come.
当这个新约圣经讲到的时候, 讲到两个时代, 到今日, 也都讲到将来。
And as verse 17 says, the suffering of this present time, including all the pain of living in a broken world, your suffering, verse 17, with Christ.
他说第十七节讲到话你是今日与基督一同受苦。
Paul knows how heavy the suffering is.
保罗很清楚这个苦有多重。
And he doesn't make that statement lightly.
他不是说很随便去讲这句话出来。
You know, he's writing a letter to Romans from prison.
在这个监狱的时候写一封信。
Because he's suffering for being united to Christ.
因为他在这个与基督一同的时候, 他所以一切的受苦。
And so he's writing as one who suffered deeply, and he feels the suffering of others, as he says in 2 Corinthians 11, right?
所以在哥林多后书第21章里面，他讲到话，我今日去受的苦，亦都很明白其他同他一起受苦的人。
In fact, as we've seen in previous weeks, as we looked at the latter part of the chapter, Romans 8:35-39, Paul paints suffering in very strong terms.
所以我们在这个罗马书第8章35-36节里面用一些很强烈的字眼去讲。
Because on the other side,
另一方面,
the future hope side, the glory that will be revealed to us,
这个将来会得到的荣耀,
we are glorified, past tense, with him.
我们是与他一同得荣耀。
Slide 9, please. This is not just that we will see his glory.
不单只是我们会见到他的荣耀,
it is that God's glory will be seen in the believer.
会在这个基督在他信靠他人的身上会去见到。
Glory is that outward shining of God's inward being.
会看到在神在你的里面见到一些将来要来的事。
It's the invisible God made visible, not least through human beings who are made in his image and likeness.
是在他那些按照他形象而造的人的身上显明出来。
But here's the problem.
有一个问题。
We exchanged this glory, as Paul writes earlier in Romans 1:23, we exchange the glory, right, for what? Worthless idols.
但有一个问题,在这个罗马书第1章23节说,我们将他的荣耀用了很多的偶像去取代了。
That's why we lack the glory.
所以今天我们没有这个荣耀在这里。
That's why, if you hang around Christians, you don't see much of the glory.
所以很多时候你跟基督徒一起的时候,你见不到他们的荣耀。
But
但是,
the believer seeks the restoration of this glory. And Paul promises, Romans 2, you'll be given it if you seek it.
但是那些要寻求他的人,他们会在罗马书第2章说,会见到这个荣耀。
Because as he writes, we have a sure hope for this glory.
当我们去寻求他的时候,又会有一个很确定,一个盼望,知道会拿到,见到这个荣耀。
That's the final destiny of the children of God.
就是每一个神的儿女最终会去到的地方。
But as Paul writes in Colossians 3, at present the true nature is hidden.
他说,今天在哥罗西书说,很多时候很多的东西我们看不清楚,见不到。
But he promises,
但他答应过,
God promises through Paul, one day it will be revealed where the entire universe will see it.
他说,有一天这个整个的宇宙都会去见到。
And that's our future hope.
这个就是我们将来的盼望。
Christians, if indeed, it says, that if you suffer with Christ, you'll be ruling with Christ, restored to the unblemished likeness of God.
当你今天与神一起受苦的时候, 有一天你会去见到这个荣耀的盼望。
See, you're undergoing the change.
你亦都在一个改变,
made like Christ.
你会更加像基督。
And Paul says that human suffering you're going through right now in this age is like dust compared to your future glory.
他说你今天所经历的困难, 好同将来的荣耀比较, 好像尘土一样。
Do you see what Paul's getting at?
你明明他講緊咩嘢呢?
Okay, slide 10, please. In other words, how you experience your present is completely shaped by what you believe your future hope is.
你將來會係點樣樣? 由今日你所信嘅嘢嗰度咧， 已經為你預定咗嘅將來。
But here's our mistake. If you rest your deepest hope of your hearts in anything but God,
當你將你最終嘅盼望唔係擺喺神嘅裏邊，擺喺其他嘢嘅裏邊嘅時候，
which we do often because our hearts are idol factories. If you do that, you'll be subjecting yourself to suffering.
當你咁樣做嘅時候，當你將你嘅心放喺嗰啲偶像上面嘅時候，你會一極以後嘅受苦。
And the reason is obvious, right? Because it's a thing of this world.
但係因為喺呢個世界上事嘅緣故，所以我哋會去受苦。
You're resting or placing all your hope in things in this world.
你將你乜砌嘅嘢都放喺今生嘅時候。
And we're responsible for the decadence in this world because of our sin, right?
咁而因為呢，我哋罪嘅緣故，啊，我哋會受到好多嘅苦。
Right? Romans again, we're looking at Romans. The wages of sin is death.
喺呢個羅馬書，佢話嘅罪嘅工價乃是死。
Decay is the norm in this cursed world.
佢話喺呢個嘅世界裏邊，啊，有好多嘅苦痛。
And we're responsible for it. It's due to us, our sinfulness.
而係因為我哋嘅罪性引致咗好多。
See, I hope you see this, because no matter how strong you think you are, no matter how stoic you are, suffering will take you out, it'll take you down.
無論你今日你覺得你幾堅強，幾呢個勇敢，但係苦痛有一日會打敗你。
You know, if you're placing your hope in something other than God, you know, you're going to be anxious. That's why you're anxious.
點解咁多人都成日都話佢哋惶惶然不可終日，就因為佢都冇將佢哋嘅盼望擺喺神嘅裏邊。But
those who have firmly placed their trust in God believe that God's future is bright for them.
但嗰啲覺得神嘅將佢哋盼望放喺神嘅將來嘅時候，
You know, think about this. Creation, even its fallen state, a lot of parts of it is really nice, right?
就算喺呢個嘅呢個世界呢個被造嘅世界，雖然喺呢個罪惡之中，喺呢個墮落嘅情況裏邊，有好多地方都仲係好好。
Just ask Wilson or Margaret who went to the Grand Canyon this summer, or David Lowe and his family went to the Grand Canyon, or Han. They went to the Grand Canyon this year. That's pretty nice.
你問下嗰啲去過呢個大峽谷嘅人，佢都見到呢個大峽谷好靚。
Right, if you look at the Atlantic Ocean and see the waves, just, you know, what, 20-minute drive from here? Look at the Atlantic Ocean, the waves, it's awfully nice.
咁如果你呢度，你揸車揸20分鐘，去到長島最盡嘅地方，見到喺呢個浪，大西洋嘅浪係點樣樣？
Yet God, through the Apostle Paul, has the audacity to say, your future hope, the creation itself is just a shadow. What you see now is just a shadow of what will be.
你其實今日好多你見到，只係將來，一切美事嘅影兒。
But the disease, the viruses, as the hymn writer puts it, nature red in tooth and claw, is not what was originally intended.
但你今日見到呢個嘅萬物，呢個自然界嘅嘆息。 这个破坏不是原本的意思。
And that's why Paul saying creation is groaning, and it's our fault.
他说，所以是我们堕落的时候，这个自然界都在叹息。
It's waiting to be liberated.
是想期待有一日被释放出来。
Jacob gets turned up verse 21 again. Again, look at what it says. It's creation is waiting for the liberation, the freedom from this sinful restraint.
但受造之物仍然指望脫離敗壞的核制，得享神兒女自由的榮耀。
But not only, as the verse says, nature is groaning, we are groaning inwardly for the redemption of our bodies.
不是只是說，我們在這裡，嘆息。
In other words, some kind of glory is going to come down on that last day when Jesus comes back, and we will be radiant, cleansed, great.
但然而他讲到就话有这个的指望，有一日我们被洗净，有一日我们会得荣耀。
Let me bring that home to you with an illustration.
我用一个例子去结束。
What's the difference? What's the difference of someone with five senses versus four?
Five senses.
What's the difference for a person who has five senses and a person only with four?
一个人有五个先同有哦，一个人有感官上面啊有晒五样嘢，同埋得四样嘢，有咩唔同咧？
Talk to someone who's blind. Talk to someone who's deaf.
你问一个盲人或者一个系啊聋嘅人。
What's the difference between five senses and only four?
一个人有晒五种嘅感官，同埋或者得四种，会有咩唔同咧？
Huge. The difference is huge in your ability to deal with life. Huge.
一个很大的不同.
Your ability to life, to enjoy life, it will be affected if you only had four senses rather than five.
当你如果你只有四个感官的时候，你享受这个生活和有每一种感官的人是差很远。
Paul is saying, when you're glorified, you're going to have 1,000 senses.
他说,当你被荣耀的时候,你是会感受到每一样的东西。
That's what he's talking about. Astonishment. You're going to be transformed. The material universe is going to be transformed. That's what he's writing about.
但只是你,而是整个的世界是得到这个改变。
Our glory is going to bring nature with it.
当我们有一日得荣耀的时候，这个世界都同样一起得荣耀。
That's why he's saying the whole idea is redeemed bodies. It's a material thing.
所以这个的话，我们的身体得到改变，亦都是一件物质上的事。
You're not just getting heaven.
你不是只是去到这个天堂这么简单。
As great as that might be, heaven with an ethereal spiritual heaven, that would only be a consolation prize.
不单只是一小部分。
Right, consolation for a life you lost, or even a life you never had.
或者唔单止话啊，去过一个你从来都冇经历过嘅生活。
But Paul's not talking about that. He's talking about resurrection, restoration of all things.
佢讲到就话一切嘅嘢会复活过嚟，会将一切嘅嘢去重复过嚟。
Do you understand what he's saying? It's the undoing of everything wrong. Undoing of it.
将所有错谬嘅嘢完全去改翻，翻翻去原本嘅美好。
It'll make everything sad come untrue.
将所有唔开心、忧愁嘅事变成咗，变走咗。
In other words, it's gonna involve scenic landscapes. If you thought the Grand Canyon was nice, wait till new heavens, new earth.
咁如果你觉得大峡谷好靓嘅时候，想象下将来呢个新天新地会系点嘅样？
If you've lost loved ones, you will be hugging them.
你如果有你失去咗嘅亲人，可能你一日你喺天堂里边同佢重聚。
If you like food, there will be feasts, greater feasts than the nice feast that you have when you have a wedding.
如果你话你中意食嘅时候，喺天上将来有呢个筵席喺度等待你。
Paul's saying you're not just getting back things you've lost.
不是只是拿回一些你没了的东西。
You'll be doing the things you never could do.
你会做一些你从来都不能够去做到的东西。
If you're struggling now on your burden, if you want to write poetry, you will be able to write poetry.
如果你说你很想去写诗、去作文，你今天做不到的，将来你可以完全去做。
If you're not good at performing music or composing music, you will be good in resurrection and the life.
在这个复活的日子里面，可能你去自己去编写很多的乐章。
If you can never dunk the basketball, if you can never play like Michael Jordan, you will be playing better than Michael Jordan.
如果你不懂打篮球，有一日可能比Jordan更加打得好。
And Paul's saying, do you believe that? That's your future hope if you're linked to Jesus Christ.
保罗问的问题就话：当你与基督一齐嘅时候，你信唔信得过将来呢啲事会发生呢？
You know, I've over the last year or two been going through some tough times.
在過去幾年有很多困難的時候,
and I don't believe this any way as I ought to.
我從來都不會以為我會這樣信這樣的東西。
But I do know this, if you and I strive to get in the way of God's grace, this will help. Will help you believe this.
但我相信就話，如果你同我都努力進入到神嘅裏邊嘅時候，呢啲嘢係會發生。
Because the dynamic of this works like this.
因為係咁樣樣嘅。
You got to grasp. You got to understand the reality of this truth.
你要去明白今日個世界係點樣樣。
That means you've got to contemplate. You've got to think about it. You've got to pray about it.
你需要為呢件事去祈禱，你需要去思想呢啲嘅事。
And that pondering will lead to celebrating. Celebrating by worshiping God.
咁你會去一齊嘅去敬拜神。
That's why worship is so important. Worship is responding to what God has done for you. You're responding. You're growing.
當你去敬拜神嘅時候，就係其實對神嘅一個嘅回應。
And that will overshadow the tediousness of your present lousy circumstances of life.
當你去敬拜神嘅時候，就將你今日生活上邊任何啊唔如意嘅事，任何好多瑣碎嘅事啊煩心嘅事都攞走。
You got to get the right perspective.
所以我需要
get the right perspective of life.
所以我需要喺生命上邊啊從一個啱嘅角度觀點去睇。
You got to grasp it. You got to process it through prayer.
你要去將呢一切嘅事去喺祈禱嘅時候去思想去諗。
And then you'll find suffering only reproduces the pattern of weakness into strength, mediocrity into greatness.
咁你就會睇到一個生命上面嘅慣常，就係當呢一切嘅軟弱，呢一切嘅痛苦變成咗你嘅力量。
Do you see the pattern? Death.Into life.
由呢個死亡變成咗呢個嘅生命。
Well, finally, how can you be sure?
你點知道咧
？How? You know, you might be scared. Wilson, that's great. You know, you gave me the three reasons. How? How can you be sure those reasons will work?
我點知道呢三個嘅方法會幫到我咧
？You know, you're telling me, Wilson, that God sees me in Jesus Christ as a believer, as a child, as a believer.
咁你話啊，耶穌基督話呢啲係呢個相信佢嘅人。
And maybe you're cynical like me. Maybe you're thinking to yourself, well, when I suffer, I don't feel that God loves me.
但我当我受苦的时候，我不觉得神在这里爱我。
You know, Wilson, if you say that Paul says the future is going to be this great glory, when I suffer, I don't feel that.
我不觉得将来我会与神一起得这个的荣耀。
I've heard this from people. It's unreal to me. I...feel maybe even unworthy of it.
我覺得好似我唔值得、唔配得啊，有呢啲嘅嘢。
And people would ask me, how can I be sure?
咁我點知道呢啲嘢係真實嘅咧
？That these resources that you're saying will work.
我點知道你講呢三個方法係得嘅咧
？Well, the answer is in verse 26.
喺第26節裏邊咁講。
It's in the groaning, the Spirit of God groaning.
他说到其实圣灵是为我们去叹息
Right? You know, when you first read that, Spirit of God groans. Again, it's talking about creation groans. We groan. Spirit of God groans. It's kind of weird.
你说得很奇怪 我们在叹息，圣灵又为我们叹息。
Those who heard last time, remember, groaning means death pain.
这个的叹息讲到说这个的经历的痛苦。
Remember the illustration? Groaning from last time? A person in mortal danger of dying?
一个人在这个的身体上面的受伤而去死亡。
That word groaning, stenazo, groaning means a person in enormous agony and pain.
讲到说一个人在极度极大的痛苦的里面。
Right, like the wounded warrior, as we explained last time.The wounded warrior bleeding on the ground after the battle.
在一个的战士在这个战场上面受伤啊在这流血在这呻吟
Groaning, crying out, help me, help me, I'm going to die, my blood is flowing out of me.
当你在这呼喊去求助的时候
Or it's like the mother, as I said last time. In the first century, giving birth is a good chance she's going to die.
等于在第一世纪里面，生产的人很多时候都会是死亡。
So how? How can the Spirit of God, how can God, the immortal, eternal, omnipotent, infinite God, possibly groan?
这个永恒的主、无限的主，有什么可能在叹息呢？
How could the all-powerful one know what it's like for a woman screaming out of pain in the first century, giving her life in order for new life to come?
一个永恒无限的主又怎会明白到一个是面临生产的妇女，佢要经历呢个痛苦，然后有新嘅生命出嚟呢？
Christmas. That's the answer. Christmas.
就系呢个圣诞节。
You know what you're going to think. New Yorkers think Christmas is shop, shop, shop till you drop.
很多时候住在纽约的人想起圣诞节，就是想起去买东西，买更多的东西。
Christmas is incarnation, God becoming vulnerable.
这个圣诞节是讲到这个神去道成肉身，变成了你和我一样。
Coming into the groaning of this world.
去进入到这个世界的软弱和叹息。
Right, as we already mentioned, subject to rejection, weakness, subjecting himself to hunger, alienation, eventually torture, death on a cross, innocent, though condemned like a criminal.
就好像罪人一样，一个罪犯一样，被人哋去逼迫。
There's a place in Mark 7. Jesus is healing a man suffering as a deaf mute.
咁佢喺嘅马可福音嘅第七章讲到一个人嘅受苦。
And some of you might remember the text. Jesus looks up to heaven and he sighs.
耶稣基督望上天喺度叹息。
That's the word groan, by the way. Stenazo. He sighs, but that stenazo groans, death pain.
咁呢个就系同样话去叹息痛苦叹嘅原因嘅同样一个字。
See, he's already groaning because he's come into the world.
因为佢叹息，因为佢已经进入到呢个世界嘅里边。
And he's standing alongside the deaf mute.
佢将呢个又哑又聋嘅人摆咗喺旁边。
And just like he does with us, he's empathizing, feeling what that deaf mute is experiencing.
佢明白到呢一个嘅人佢所经历所受嘅痛苦。
You know, when Jesus is on the cross, we always hear only part of Psalm 22:1.
很多时候我们去讲到耶稣基督在十字架上面的时候，我们看这个诗篇21篇，只是看到一小部分。
Right, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我的主，我的神啊，你为什么要离弃我？很多时候我们最熟悉的一句说话。
But if you go back to Psalm 21, because Jesus is quoting that, but he only quotes the first part. You know what the second part of 22:1 says?
究竟在第 下半节所讲的说话是什么呢？
It says Psalm 21, second part, Why are you so far from saving me? So far from my words of groaning?
在22篇的第一节的下半节，他说，为什么远离不救我，不听我哀哼的言语？
You see, he's groaning.
他在叹息,
he's dying.
他在这里又来死了,
he's calling out to God the Father.
他向神去呼求,
and no one answers.
但没人去答复他。
And do you know why that's recorded for us?
为什么要写下这样的说话出来呢?
He's absorbing your sin penalty. All the sin and evil you and I are responsible for making the creation groan. He's in agony, he's groaning, so that you can be heard. And someday, he will end the groaning and suffering.
有一日他将这一切的痛苦去所有结束,
but he had to do that
他要这样做,
because it's the only way we would be saved and creation would be saved.
唯有这样做的时候, 你和我能够得救, 而这个世界, 这个宇宙, 万物都可以得救,
because he can't save us without his sacrifice. Without, he'll be, there's no other way. We will be ended if he does it any other way. And so this Christmas season, I hope you get the perspective. I hope you're able to process through prayer. And help you see and strive and follow the pattern of Jesus Christ as he reproduces life out of death. If you can do those three things, you can handle suffering even during Christmas.
就算你这个圣诞节的时候，你面对这个痛苦，你都可以去处理到。
Father, we thank you for your word.
主，我们感谢你的说话。
And the comfort that it has for us.
亦都在从中你所给我们的安慰。
And as we follow Christ, we pray, Lord, that you would help us in our dealing with the suffering.
亦都求你帮助我们怎么去处理这个痛苦。
We thank you, Lord, that he groans so that we can be heard.
他的叹息令到我们去听到。
And so help us, Lord, this Christmas season.
求你帮助我们在这个圣诞节的节日之中。
To rejoice.
去喜乐。
Despite suffering.
纵使有这个痛苦。
We ask that in the name of Jesus.
是奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.